friend. Welcome to Claiming Simplicity Podcast. I'm your host, Monica H. Baker. Are you feeling tired and overwhelmed as a mom working paycheck to paycheck, wanting to get out of debt and enjoy your family? I was too. And I realized if I was going to put God and family first, I had to stop spending all of my time at work. So I created a simplified life plan that allowed me to get out of debt, scale back my career, and still be able to live fruitfully. But with more purpose and time than ever before, and I never looked back. Inside this podcast, you will learn how to simplify your home and finances, learn simple routines, personal development, and connect your faith. I'm so grateful you're here. If you're ready to create a simplified life that you dreamed of, you are in the right place. Welcome back, friend. I'm so glad you're here. As I filled in on the oncology unit as a nurse last week, one of the nurses was telling me that so many couples have cancer. Not just one of them. I mean, how awful is that? I can't imagine. I really do believe that a lot of it has to do with the food we eat. There are so many hidden poisons in packaged food that are banned in other countries. So I believe diving into food labels and simplifying our choices can have a profound impact on our health and well-being. This topic is close to every homesteader's heart. We all want to be deciphering those food labels and embracing the beauty of minimal ingredients. Picture this. You're standing in the grocery aisle, scanning rows of products. Each has an array of ingredients you can barely pronounce. Sound familiar? It's time to reclaim control and return to simplicity. Why should we care about those tiny print labels? Well, they're like treasure maps, guiding you to the healthiest choices. By adopting a more is less approach, aiming for foods with less than 2 to 3 ingredients, this will help you not only simplify your shopping trips, but also nourish your bodies with wholesome goodness. So what's the secret sauce to deciphering these labels? It's all about prioritizing quality over quantity. Look for real, recognizable ingredients. Think about fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Skip all those lengthy chemical compounds and opt for foods that Mother Nature herself will recognize. When it says other natural ingredients, that should be avoided as well, as you don't really know what natural ingredients are. Look at your bread right now you get from the store. I looked at a loaf the other day when I was grocery shopping, and there were at least 15 ingredients in it. Now, you and I know there shouldn't be that many ingredients in it. Bread is flour, water, and yeast. If you don't have time for sourdough, you do have time for regular bread. I have a recipe that takes less than 10 minutes, plus the bake time, of course, and rising time. And you can make multiple loaves at a time. I make my bread in bulk too, so I only have to make it one day every 5 to 6 weeks, and that gives me peace of mind that I'm helping my family's health and well-being. But it's not taking a lot of time. If you have not already, please get on the wait list for my program that's going to help you start making simple swaps from the grocery store step by step so you can fit this into your life no matter how busy you are. I am the queen of simplicity, and I love teaching others to do the same. The link to my website to sign up for the waitlist will be below. I get it. Life gets busy, and convenience is king. That's why I'm not suggesting you ditch all prepackaged foods entirely, because I know I don't completely eliminate everything. But instead, just get savvy with your selections. Seek out brands committed to transparency and integrity with short, sweet ingredient lists you can trust. And let's not forget the joy of homemade food. Channel your inner homesteader and whip up your own pantry staples, from creamy nut butter to zesty salad dressings. It is so simple. Not only will you control what goes in, but you also savor the satisfaction of creating something from scratch. You won't ever want to go back to store-bought items after you see how simple they are to make and how you can save money. So friend, let's make a pact to simplify our plates and nourish our bodies with foods that speak the language of simplicity. Remember, the journey to wellness begins with 2 to 3 wholesome ingredients. Until next time, keep claiming simplicity in every aspect of your life, friend. Oh, and don't forget to join our community of friends. I will put the link to the group below. Have a great week.